Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, 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 everybody.
Howdy. Hey, hey, how you doing?
I'm great. If anybody doesn't know, I am Mary, and this is Jean. And, oh,
hey,
here comes
Mary.
Kenny. Hold on.
Kenny.
Kenny, put your fur all over the microphone. He's going to, he has to let everybody know he's here.
Yes. My
You're
favorite
not drinking
orange
the tea,
cat.
Buddy. I'm sorry. That's mine. But I'm excited. It's Thursday, and usually we have a really exciting guest on Thursday night. And, and tonight we do. Our guest is whoever calls in.
Yeah.
Because the original guest was not able to make it. And so we, there goes Kenny with my microphone. Sorry about that, folks. But we are here, and we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Because that's what we do. Be Unique is
We decided that we were going to be our special guests to start off with.
Yes.
And that everybody that wants to and we can get to call in can be special guests tonight. And you were starting to say Mary was starting to say that we decided to talk about Be Unique tonight.
Because I know that we have the show and we always talk about everybody else. But we don't have a chance to talk about Be Unique. And I think that's important. I think people need to know who we are sometimes.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yes, we have a couple of commercials. In fact, let me play one that will tell a little bit about what we do. Here, I'll let Jennifer tell a little bit about what we do.
Be Unique Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BUNEKE.org. See you there.
And that's what we're doing tonight. And we have other things that we do. In fact, I'm getting ready to send out an email to our little creative circle that we work with. Mostly, we started out doing it on the third Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It's gearing up right now because we have two back-to-back events that we want to make sure we have some products to sell. One of the things that Be Unique does, in addition to this podcast and providing the magazine, is we go to events and we sell all kinds of things. You want to talk about some of the things we sell, Gene?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
what do you know that we sell?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind are the whimsy wands. I mean, I have a wand of my own that was given to me as a gift, and I'll tell you, it's pretty awesome. It works well, and all different kinds and varieties, colorful, lots of fun. I know that we also sell little natural chakra stone soaps.
Yeah, we have crystal soap. Those
crystal
were
soap.
Made Jennifer and I believe Jennifer and Lynn made those soaps together, and they're very pure ingredients, and they have a little crystal in there. And the premise is that you use the soap, and then when you get to the crystal, it's a surprise. You find out what crystal it is at that point, and look up the meaning, because we give you a sheet of paper that has the gemstone characteristics, qualities. And what it's beneficial for. And the idea is that that may be the stone that you need for that particular day. And
I'm a total fan of crystals. I just I love shiny things ever since I can remember, and it's awesome.
And to get rocks that are shiny too.
And rocks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're little rocks, and they're fun, and they're beautiful, and they're colorful, and they brighten up your home, and it's just so much fun to have crystals around, especially once you start learning what each crystal is known for. I mean, for instance, quartz amplifies nearly any stone that is near it. Obsidian or jet, which are very black stones, are very good for grounding. Tiger's eye is good to give you strength or courage if you're feeling a little uncertain. In fact, when we did our first fundraising yard sale last week, and which we're doing another one this week, and it's going to be phenomenal. We've got more donations that came in. It's just amazing. A lot of Christmas stuff. Other things, but we do have a lot of Christmas things still. And Jennifer said, Mary, do you have your tiger's eye? I said, yeah, sure. She said, do you have two? I said, I do, because I usually wear my stones as a bracelet. She said, can I have one? I left mine at home, and I need tiger's eye to make me strong. So she had her tiger's eye that she wore. And we did very well. We were able to raise a couple hundred dollars that we're putting to use for buying new equipment. We need cameras. We already have, thanks to a grant, thank you, Brevard County, we got a grant to use as we chose, and we were able to buy lighting that we needed. So now we have the lights that will help make our documentaries even better. And if anybody has seen Forgotten Enchantress or the Ruby Holland Foundation documentary, or just some of the things that we've done, some of the interviews that we've done throughout the last 2.5-ish years have got over 1,000 views per video.
Wow.
It's just in a short length of time. In fact, our show, the right now, the unscripted show is a year old. I did the first show Thanksgiving, the night after Thanksgiving. I set the show up the night after Thanksgiving. So the week after Thanksgiving was a year old. And we now have 56 countries listening to us.
Heck yeah.
And seven of those came like overnight. I mean, just bam, bam, boom, bah. You can't get any better than that.
No. And who knows, you know? I mean, I'm thinking we got, how many did we say, 192 total? Isn't that what we said? Or I can't remember.
I think it's 192 countries.
We're on our way.
Countries. Now, there are a few countries like Cuba and North Korea that will probably never listen to us because they're very tightly controlled countries. At 195.
Okay. Yeah.
There are 195, which there are 193 countries that are member states of the United Nations and two that are non-member observer states. That is the Holy See, the Vatican, and the state of Palestine.
Oh, yeah, I guess Palestine is not necessarily recognized by everyone.
Now, what I find interesting, of these 195 countries, not included in the list are Taiwan. Taiwan is listening to us. One of the newest countries, the Cook Islands and Niue. They're both in free association with New Zealand. So they're full treaty making capacity countries, but neither are actual member states of the countries. And then we have dependencies or dependent territories like Puerto Rico. So,
wide variety, lots of people.
Here's a little factoid for you. Yes, 54 countries are in Africa, 48 are in Asia, 44 are in Europe, 33 are in Latin America and the Caribbean, 14 are in Oceania, and 2 are in Northern America. So there you go.
Yeah.
Did you know that of the world's population, you probably know this answer, which country do you think has the most people?
Which country has the most population?
Which country would you guess has the highest population?
I'm going to say China.
You would be correct.
Oh.
Which country do you think might come in second?
India?
Correct. And this is the last question. Who's number three?
Number three, I believe, would be the United States.
Ding, ding, ding. Give that man a cookie.
Woo-hoo!
Now, bear in mind that China has 18.5% of the world's share of population. India comes in real close behind with 17%. Mm-hmm. And even though the United States is the third most populous country, we're 4.2%.
Right.
So we're kind of like not even in their territory. Now,
those two countries definitely have a history of population density.
Yes.
And China's just huge. China's like, it's got a lot of people because they've got some big cities especially, but it's huge. I mean, what the Great Wall was, how many did we say, 3,000 miles or something across?
Something
part of it. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, big place.
So let me play something else that will tell people a little bit about us so you and I can save our lovely voices for tomorrow.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Booyah, we have a caller. Hello, who just called into my podcast?
Hello, this is Marian Ambrose from Green Gables calling into your
podcast.
Hey,
Marian, how are you? I haven't heard your voice.
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. I haven't heard your voice since Foggy Bluff.
Hi.
Yeah, quite a while. Quite a while. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how you doing? Good.
Very good. Good.
I hollered out to you on Facebook. I hoped you had saw us.
I
maybe
did.
Heard
I
our
did.
Voice. Good, good.
And I figured I'd share something with you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Jean knows, but I don't know if Mary knows that I work for Santa. He came to visit at Green Gables, and we had a mailbox out there, and I collect his mail for him and help him by doing his spell check before he sends his letters
out. I did not know that.
Yeah. So,
how cool. cool?
I got. Yeah.
Do you get paid in candy canes or cookies?
Cookies.
Green Gables people are all about their cookies.
When you can have cookies. All about the cookies.
Well,
but anyway, I get to read all these wonderful letters from the kids. So I thought, you know, I have a couple that I can share with you if you'd like.
I would love that. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Well, I picked my three favorite. There were quite a few. There were about 80 letters in our mailbox. And they go directly to Santa, and he answers them. Then he sends the letter and the answer back to me so that I can do the double check for them and make sure everything's correct. So these were the three that I picked out because, you know, everybody thinks kids write to Santa. They say, I want. Well,
yes.
Listen to these. Now, I'm not going to say the real names, but Dear Santa, I've been sort of good this year.
Aww.
I really want a desk that is not wobbly. I kind of also want an LOL remix case. But Santa, you don't have to get me anything if you don't want to because I'm happy anyways.
What a sweetie.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice? Now,
yeah.
My second one is a little bit longer, and this person had a lot of questions for Santa. Dear Santa, I have been very, very good this year, I think. Can you bring presents for Tucker, my dog? How many cookies do you eat on Christmas? What's your favorite reindeer? My favorite reindeer is Rudolph. Where did you come up with the names of all your reindeer? Sincerely yours. And that's from somebody.
That is so cool. I love an inquisitive mind like that.
Right? And Santa answered every one of the questions. Only he didn't say how many cookies.
Oh, really?
What he said was that he doesn't like to count because he knows it's a lot, but he doesn't like to count.
Yeah.
And this one is, Dear Santa, you are so kind and so sweet. I wish for a lava lamp, a really pretty one, and I love your reindeer, especially Rudolph.
Oh.
Rudolph seems to be the big hit.
Yeah, he's the popular guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then I have one, let me pull it out, of Santa's letters back.
Oh.
And this is to the one who asked for a present for her dog and asked him all the questions. So Santa wrote, "Thank you for your lovely letter. You are a very special girl. It's very thoughtful of you to think of your dog and ask for a gift for him. As for your questions, I try not to count how many cookies I eat, but I can tell you it's a lot. I just can't help it. I love cookies. My favorite reindeer is also Rudolph, but please don't tell the others. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Oh,
he's always very kind, and he makes me laugh. The other reindeer actually got their names from a poem that a man named Clement Clark Moore wrote about me. I liked it so much, I used the names he wrote in his poem the night before Christmas for my reindeer. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and I'll be at your house on Christmas Eve. Much love, Santa."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he answers every letter, and he reads every letter. So all the kids that wrote, they should be getting letters pretty soon.
That's awesome.
That is so much fun.
Like,
you have such a fun job, Marianne.
I do. I'm very lucky. Yep.
You might as well work for Be Unique to have that kind of job.
That's right.
You know, too, I'd like to point out for our listeners here now, we were just, when Marianne called, we were talking about some of the different things that Be Unique has been involved in, and you had just mentioned camera equipment and the Forgotten Enchantress video movie we did. And Marianne is very familiar with that. If you maybe want to maybe mention just a little bit about to our listeners about the connection between Be Unique and Green Gables.
Well, it was a kind of a miracle that happened. My vice president and I were appearing on Sita Begee's radio show, and there was another couple there to promote their nonprofit, and it happened to be Mary Brotherton and Jennifer East. And Green Gables went first, and we told our story of how, you know, we were all working very hard to try to save this 125-year-old historic home to make it a living history museum and a community center. And Mary and Jennifer got really excited about it and started asking us questions. And the next thing we knew, they were interviewing us for Be Unique. And then Jennifer came for tea, and she said, that's it, we're going to do a documentary. And that's how the whole ball started rolling.
Yep.
That was the catalyst that started the momentum that got us rolling. And now we have actually met our goal to be able to apply for a matching special category grant to purchase mm-hmm. Green Gables. And that
yep.
was the catalyst that set that ball in motion. So
Be Unique is
our sister.
And talking
yes.
about miracles, the timing was just as this documentary was being finished and being introduced to the public was when everybody had to stop going places. We couldn't have our events. We had to shut down all of our fundraising events there. And
right.
thanks to Be Unique Productions and Green Gables Films and Forgotten Enchantress, that kept us in the forefront through the whole shutdown. It was just a miracle, of course.
It did. Yeah.
So.
Yep. People were able to go online and watch it at home, and that the title is perfect because everybody that sees it is enchanted. It was very well done. Very, very well done. All professionals. You know,
yes.
Unique has a whole team of professionals that can't be beat. So.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate to have the caliber of people come that are attracted and are drawn to work with us. And I will tell you, when you had the Harvest Festival, you were rained out the first day. And
yes, we were.
I thought, I'm not going back. I'm not going back the next day because it's just, Jennifer was not here. She was in Seattle, I believe, or Vegas.
Right, yeah.
No, she wasn't in Vegas. She was in Seattle.
California.
She was out with family. Let's put it like that.
Yes.
She was visiting the other side of the country. And
correct.
Lynn was able to join me the first day that we got rained out. And it's not that I'm afraid to do it on my own, but you know, sometimes it's just lonely, plain and simple. You're just
yep.
lonely. And I wasn't feeling well during that time. If you remember, I used a cane to get around
yes.
back in October. And I'm no longer using a cane. I'm doing much, much better. But because of my injuries, I was really hesitant to go back by myself and deal with that all over again. And Jennifer called me. She said, Mary, you don't have to go back. But if you could, I wish you would. And I said, but Jennifer, I just don't feel good. She said, what if you only sold the wands? I said, if I only sold the wands, I could do that. All I need is a table, and Jean can help me get a table. Because at that time, we hadn't qualified for our grant, and we didn't have the money to buy our own table. Since then,
right.
we've gotten the grant. We've bought two tables and a tent and a few other things. I was just telling Jean we bought new lights for Be Unique. So the next step
is
a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there the next day kind of like, if I have to, I have to. But suck one up for the team kind of thing. Because Lynn couldn't come back on Sunday, so it was just going to be me, solo, no big deal. So I just took the wands and I set them up on a very small little table. And I met Chloe and Angela and connected with them on such a spiritual level, a soul level. As soon as I saw them, I knew that they were like the girls for me. And they came straight over to the little table and we started talking. They picked out a couple of wands and said, we'll be back. We're going to think about it. And I thought, I've heard that before. But I set the wands aside. I said, I'll hold these for you. Come back if you want them. Because then you had more than enough to sell to anybody else. We actually sold quite a few that day. And the girls did come back. So then when they came back, they said, we were just trying to decide which dresses we were going to wear for the Renaissance Fair. I said, really? Let's talk, girls. Did you know that we're going to be here for the little mini Renaissance Fair? They didn't know that. And I thought they were just, two little, teenagers, two girls, college age,
yeah.
I guess. They told me they were actors. I said, well, we definitely need to talk. And I'm not the one you need to talk to because I don't know that much about it. So I said, go find anybody in a Green Gables shirt and tell them that you want to, because I'd asked them, are you familiar with the Foggy Bluff that's going on here? It's a live performance. And they were like really excited. Hadn't heard about it. I said, well, go find out, find anybody with a Green Gables shirt, tell them you want to know more and you want to sign up to volunteer. Not only did they volunteer, but they brought friends, I believe.
They did. Yes, they did.
Wasn't the screaming girl one of the girls that they
That's
brought with
Jenna.
Them?
Yep.
Jenna.
Jenna.
So, you know, that's pretty much what Be Unique does is we connect the dots. We find people and organizations that just need to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
they've
do.
Made a great addition because now they've been involved in it. They help with the decorating. They're helping. We have a private tea Saturday. They're helping with the tea. They're helping with the Renaissance Fair. So they're very involved.
I'm so glad. I'm glad that I went that Sunday, even though I didn't want to go.
It was meant to be.
It was. It was, what is it? They call it kismet?
Yes, kismet. Yes. Kismet.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty glad that Be Unique and Green Gables met each other. I kind of took a shine to both of them, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I get the best of both
thing
worlds
is,
forever.
They're both separate entities, and they're both totally different. They're both nonprofits. Green Gables is a historic house. Be Unique is a very modern organization that does so many things. We do the podcast. We have 3 podcasts with a 4th one coming up in January. We have the webisode Coffee or Tea that we just talked about a few minutes ago. We have other documentaries, and I think Jennifer is actually tonight finalizing the narrator part of the Founders Museum. So we're getting all these
wonderful
pieces together.
Nice. See, now we're connected to them now too because of Be Unique as well. We've made a connection with them. They were in our documentary. You know, we've been helping, you know, with them. We're working together on another project. So that's connected the 3 of us, you know, the 3 organizations. So we're really.
Well, if anybody read issue 17 of Be Unique magazine, we had our cover story talks about connecting the dots. And issue 18 is fresh out. It was put out just 2 days ago. And Gene was telling me that he started reading it and he's still not finished. Well, it's 74 pages long, dude. It takes a minute.
Well, no, I haven't finished the last one. I still have a couple of stories in the last one. Because, see, I've been trying to catch up on the
17?
Previous. Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on previous 2 years' issues.
74 pages long,
so. Dude. Hold on, I turned my sound on by mistake.
It's okay. I wondered why I was hearing myself.
Well, so you know, one of the other things that we have done, if you take a look at our webpage, we have something up about Jennifer, and we have nominated her for Jersey Mike's.
Yes, some above.
Hopefully, to win a $5,000 grant for camera equipment.
That would be awesome. I went and nominated her too. I hope everybody who's listening will go to Subway's page and nominate Jennifer East for
Jersey
above.
Mike. Jersey Mike.
Yeah.
Or you could go to greengables.org and you'll see there's a whole write up on her. And then there's you just click on it and it brings you right to the nomination.
That's awesome. GreenGables.org, people. That is really cool.
And we stole your title
Jennifer
for our
was
world
at my
changer.
House. She is. She really is.
Yep.
She was at my house the other night when you were asking her questions. And she's, I don't know what she's up to. And then all of a sudden I get the email. I'm like, I know what she's up to. So, excuse me, my throat just decided it didn't want to speak. Marion, have you heard any... Imagine that. Have you had a chance to listen to any of Jean and my Take a Break shows?
I have, just briefly. I haven't really had a chance. I the times that you're usually on, I'm usually either working or at Green Gables or,
Yeah.
Well, you know you can listen to it any time, day or night. You don't have to listen to it live. It's fun if you listen to it live because then you can call in and interact with us and you get your name in a drawing. Actually, I was thinking anybody who participates in tonight's show should be in on our drawing because this is
kind of
like an extended Take a Break with Jean and Mary.
Yeah.
We had a great Thanksgiving special. We just put the word out and we're going to do this again the Friday before Christmas. We're just going to have an open mic for a couple of hours and let people call in and talk to us and maybe share some holiday traditions. I don't care if it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas. I'd love to talk about traditions. I've got some really cool ones.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I was just going to say something about Green Gables family tradition, but I think let's wait for that show.
Well, you can talk about it now. It's okay.
I just thought it was pretty interesting that it was fun. That what we found out about the old house, Green Gables, is that the family used to gather in this one large room with a large table as a family gathering spot. And one of the family members had mentioned that this was, one of her fond memories, and the family always used to do that. And guess what? We got a big old table in that big old room now. So.
Nice.
We got a queen and dining room set.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Like having a family dining room.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
So and I know you added some new books to your library.
We did. Yeah. We did. We have some great new books. We're trying to, upstairs in the trunk room, Nora Wells actually had one wall that was filled with books that the neighbors could borrow. So it was really like the first library in Melbourne. And we're trying to reproduce that. So we're collecting period correct books that she might have had. So we have some old cookbooks. We just got an old, I borrowed it. I took it home just to show it to my husband because he works on antique cars. He's a collector. So he's got three antique cars that he races. And I bought this book home, and it's all about automobiles and auto mechanics and how to do this and how to do that on cars from
that little blue one,
the late 1800s. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And that was one. I think my mom gave me that one too. I know she gave me the book on verses, and Jennifer said that you were able to read the old English.
Yes.
Because
it was
written
in
a very flowery style.
I was a literature minor and I took several Shakespeare courses. So,
oh my, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you had to do it in the dialect for your grade.
I did.
That's awesome.
So, and he'd give us really rough pieces to read and interpret because some of the, some of the language you're not familiar with.
But
it was fun. It was interesting. The other thing I have, Mary, is I have Betty Crocker's party book.
Oh.
That you sent.
Yes,
an old little cookbook, but it also has little how to throw a New Year's party and have, and it's just darling. It's got little illustrations in it and I'm looking through it and a lot of these things I remember as a kid my mom doing. So that these were the things of the day. I would guess that this, let me see if I can find the I should put my glasses on because it just looks like a big blur.
Well, now, are you talking about things like the green Jell-O, snow-capped green Jell-O thing?
Yeah. This is copyright 1969.
Huh.
1969. So it has, just also, I don't know, things that I remember, the types of cakes that, snowballs. How to make a snowball mm-hmm. cupcake. That was my sister's yeah. favorite when we were little. Orange frosted Jack Horner cake.
Jack
That's
Horner.
For Thanksgiving. Yeah,
okay.
Little Jack Horner who sat in the corner.
Yeah, I remember the poem, but I don't remember the cake. Must not have been one my mother made.
Let me go back and look at it, because if it's Little Jack Horner, it must have a plum in it, right?
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating a pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Well, this
he
is
stuck in his thumb and
Jack
pulled out a
cake
plum
got...
and said, "Oh, what a good boy am I."
Well, I don't know how this came about. It's got prunes in it.
prunes are from plums, aren't they? Don't prunes
so.
Come
yeah.
from?
Technically.
Yeah, I guess it's a dried plum, yeah.
Yeah.
But
stuck in his thumb and pulled out a prune.
It's got cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and grated orange. It's got to be good.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It'll hold good stuff in it.
Yeah, he stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what is
a
good boy am I?
So that's...
That's pretty awesome.
There's just, yeah, lots of good stuff in here.
Well, you know, and there are several other books, too, that I saw over there.
Oh, yeah.
That are the old books. A lot of old stuff in the house.
Yeah, there's a lot of them are from the 1800s and early 1900s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, and also... Since we have this venue, I'd like to go ahead and put out there that I know there are staff members at Green Gables that are looking to start an informal croquet club, too. So if any of our listeners are interested.
Oh, croquet is so much fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're welcome to reach out to us here or there.
The day that Santa was there, Jean had the people that were waiting out on the lawn playing croquet, and they had a blast.
Oh, it was fun.
They enjoyed themselves. Yeah, they didn't want to come in for their picture because they were having too much fun out on the lawn.
Oh, Jean, you're such a distractor.
That's what it is. Yeah.
He's a great entertainer. Well, he kept them busy while they waited.
Well, that
but
definitely
I was fortunate today. I was
heart.
Able to talk. I was able to talk to two of the mothers of the children that had pictures taken.
Oh. Really?
They contacted me because they were having issues with getting their photos. And it was just...
Oh, really?
They told me how much fun they and their children had and how much they looked forward to going back to Green Gables.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so glad.
Me too.
Yeah. We're starting all our traditions now that, you know, all these things are going to be annual.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. And they're already, a bunch of them have already had people that remember last year's, and next year they'll remember the last few years.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, technically so.
It won't be long when these kids are saying, when I was your age, we used to do this and that and the other. I used to walk uphill to go to Green Gables.
Yeah,
well, you know,
both ways in snow.
I got to tell you, honestly, I can tell you that I did walk uphill both ways in the snow to go to school when I was in high school, carrying my saxophone, my tenor sax. I literally.
So you lived at the top of a very steep, narrow hill?
No, I lived on the other side of the hill from my school. So I had to go up and over the top of the hill and back over again every day, even if it was snowing.
Oh.
So I'd walk uphill both ways and downhill both ways, but that was usually easier. I always wanted to set my saxophone down and slide down, but I knew I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, you might not. You might have gotten your hiney warmed up from that one.
Yeah.
So, let's see, on December 12th, Green Gables is hosting the Mini Renaissance Fair. Is that what it's called?
It's just called the Green Gables Renaissance Fair. It is a sampling of the big Renaissance Fair. So it is kind of like a mini. We're going to have a giant pirate ship.
Oh.
The medieval gypsies will be performing. We have a youth choir performing. There's going to be food trucks. Cool Yeti will be there. And one of the food trucks, besides its regular food, will be having the big turkey legs.
Yeah, those are always fun Renaissance fairs.
Yeah.
When is the big fair?
In January.
Okay, and that's going to be in Melbourne?
Yes, it will be at Wickham Park, I believe.
Okay. I've never been to a Renaissance fair. I've always wanted to go. And so I'm really excited about
it. I've been to a couple.
I've just never gone. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
You know how reluctant I was to dress up for Foggy Bluff. And I'm sure Jennifer and Lynn will throw something on me that's going to, I think I'm going to go as a unicorn, though. I really do. I've got the leg warmers for it.
You can go as a unicorn. That would be fine.
I can go as whatever I want to.
Sure.
That's the beautiful
that's
thing
right.
about
that's
a Renaissance
right.
fair.
Well,
it's your
they
opportunity.
Have unicorns in the Renaissance?
Well, they have.
They both,
if they have them now, they
have
them then, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
My son went to a Ren fair in South Carolina up at Myrtle Beach last year. And he was part of a Viking scald. So they had a mermaid that they captured, and that was part, they had a whole story along with what they did. And he had the most fun teaching kids how to play the Viking games. In fact, he wrote an article that is in the newest issue 18, about why he thinks all writers should role play. And there's a great double page spread photo of him with his Viking family. And they really take this stuff to heart. These guys do. And I know that Jennifer and I don't know what Jennifer's doing, but I know that Lynn was talking about her costume, her dress that she was going to be wearing. So we'll just have to wait and see what they come up with for me. I tend to sit back and let things happen to me. I'm not sure why.
I'm kind of along those lines too. And so far I have a shirt.
If that's all you have, I hope it's a long shirt.
Well, I probably will come up with something on the other end at some point, but I don't know. What do you wear? What does a court jester wear? You know, tights, I guess. I don't know. I don't really dress.
Oh, you're going as a jester?
Tights and a tunic. You need a tunic.
Well, that tunic I have.
And a
work,
hat.
The one you gave me?
I have two of them. I have the night one, and it's still in the closet at Green Gables, the night tunic. But then I think I gave you just a plain blue one, but that might be a little short.
Well,
but you also need a hat with bells on it.
I got to wear pants if I wear that one, yeah.
Yeah, or shorts. You can wear shorts.
Shorts, maybe. Well, I'm going to look at some pictures and see what they were wearing in the pictures, you know. Somebody else might have see what happens. I don't know. I figured I'd rather do that than be a knight because knights, you know, they're stabbing people and stuff, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, if you're a knight, some of the kids are going to want to poke you or punch you.
Yeah. Joust.
Yeah, they're gonna want to play rough. So if you're a jester, they might just be content to let you dance around and ring your bells or whatever.
Yeah. No one have to be bothered with all those damsels in distress and all that stuff.
Dragons,
yeah.
No dragon fighting.
Maybe I should be a dragon. How would a dragon dress?
Oh, dragons are pretty cool. Yeah.
How would I do that? How would I pull that off?
Leggings.
I've got the leggings for it. Yeah, that's no question about it. I need to find another pair and put on my arms. And then I've got to figure out what to do with how to make my face look like a horse. There was a poem about that. A horse is a horse, unless, of course, he isn't. What was that? How does that go?
Of course. Well, that's the Mr. Ed song.
Is that Mr. Ed's song?
Of course.
That's Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Oh.
And no one can talk to a horse, of course. Unless, of course, the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Well, here, let's see. That's so funny. That's hilarious.
I forget when I'm wearing my headset.
What?
Hmm? You watched Mr. Ed, didn't you?
Oh, when I was a kid, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I watched Mr. Ed. I used to love Mr. Ed.
I thought he was a little bit unreasonable sometimes, though. You know, I mean, come on.
Well, he was a little bit mulish.
Yes, mulish. Good way to put it.
He was a little mulish.
Well, Mary, I'm looking at dragon costumes, and it looks like they're wearing just pajamas, and they made like dragon wings and horns.
Oh, dragon wings!
I'm looking
horns.
On Amazon.
Okay.
A little hoodie that you can just put horns on. Oh, they have a unicorn costume too. Adult one piece.
Oh dear.
Unicorn costume.
Oh, it's
so cute. Unicorn one sizey.
one size never fits this size, I can promise you. There's an inflatable one that's... Oh, this is cute. This little girl's rainbow one is cute.
They always make the cute stuff for kids. They never make the cute stuff for grown-ups.
I always tell you that's not true.
No.
I have the cutest pair of leg warmers.
Well, that's
friend
true.
Of mine heard that I was having leg cramps, and she brought me leg warmers that are yellow, purple, and green.
Mary.
They are so cute.
Yeah.
I need another pair for my for my arms, and then I've got my unicorn legs.
There you go.
Awesome.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure out what to do.
Maybe you could do the one where, like, you know how they have the knight that looks like he's riding on the horse? Maybe you could be the unicorn that looks like it has a person on it.
Yeah, they have
a centaur costume too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I need to be like that three-headed dog just so I can think straight.
Cerberus, yes. So you could think straight?
Because some days I need extra help thinking.
Yeah.
I might just have to go get my hair redyed for that day so that my hair looks very unicorny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have that. You have the,
well, I like the
horn.
Way you said that, Mary. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm laughing. We were talking the other night, Jennifer said, Mary, we have to get some purple in your hair. I said, I don't think so. I love the look of it, but I would never wear it.
Aw.
So
it's not for everybody. It's not.
I'm way too conservative.
The other day, Lynn was saying she was going to get purple in her hair. I said, Lynn, I've heard you say that for more than a year. She said, this time I really mean it. I said, yeah, you said that the last time. But, you know, we were discussing what sound a unicorn makes. And Jennifer thought that they go like a horse. I said, no, I don't think so. And so then Lynn said,
it's got to be in a very tinkly voice.
Well, Lynn said she thought that a unicorn went meh, like a goat. I said, no, I think a unicorn just goes around going, rainbow. my husband looked at me, and then all night long, I'd look at him and I'd go, rainbow. He does not know what to do with me some days.
Oh, man.
And I'm very fortunate that he allows me to be as weird as I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that way.
I always thought unicorns really kind of sounded like kind of a cross between like maybe a llama and a deer, you know?
What does a llama sound like?
I don't know. That's just what someone told me.
All they do is spit.
Spit, yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that
I'm listening to llamas, and they kind of sound like
one?
Yeah, I'm hearing one on YouTube, and it's kind of like
yeah,
very laughing kind of.
And you mix that with a deer, and it would sound kind of like that. I think
that sounds painful. Yeah. Somebody needs to call in and tell us what a llama sounds like.
Yeah.
Wonder what Pegasus sounds like. Think about
what a unicorn sounds like.
Yeah, if anybody knows that. Gosh, I'll have to ask.
Pegasus also, I would imagine that Pegasus has a very powerful sound. Maybe they don't make sounds like actual animals.
Well, true.
I would think also maybe a unicorn speaks telepathically?
Telepathically?
Telepathically. Yeah. Thank you, Gene. See, that's why I love working with him, Marion, because any word that I stumble on, he knows. He's got such a good vocabulary. He gets it.
Or at least I tell everybody I know.
But no, I think a unicorn would have like a calliope type voice, and Pegasus would have a heavy metal voice.
Interesting. Every time you say Pegasus, I just have a strong feeling and sound of like large wings, like really close to me.
Yeah. Yes.
When you say
Pegasus is
wild.
The flying horse.
Yeah, I don't hear any sound. All I hear is the sound of his wings. I don't hear his voice.
His wings are more like a giant eagle. Just majestic. So, Marion.
Yes.
If you could be any mythical creature in the world, what would you be?
That's a good question. I've learned about a lot of new mythical beasts. My daughter listens to a podcast, when I went to visit her, she was playing it, and it's all about stories about mythical beasts around the world. So there's so many now that I know of.
Yeah, so
but
that,
I'm a very big fan
different
of
cultures
mythology.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say. It's a cross between being a mermaid or Pegasus. I think Pegasus. I would love to be able to fly.
Yeah.
Huh. Very cool.
You know, we have a trivia question every week on Take a Break with Gene and Mary. And last week's question had to do with Greek mythology. I want to see if you can get this. Which goddess was, how did that question go? I've forgotten now.
We wanted to know the daughter of
don't give the hint. That's the hint. Don't do that one yet. Find the question.
Okay. I'm shooting from the hip, you know, sorry.
I know, you do that all the time.
If you're looking for the daughter of Demeter, I can tell you.
Well, we are.
Well, yeah.
It's Persephone.
Exactly. What was Persephone famous for?
Persephone ate some pomegranate seeds while she was in Hades, so she had to spend half of the year in Hades and half the year above ground, and that is why her Yeah, her mother would mourn while she was in Hades, and that was the winter, and she would rejoice when she was with her mother, and that would be spring and summer.
Yep, that's why the world comes to bloom in the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what time it is?
It is 9:55.
Oh, yeah.
Almost time.
We've spent an hour just having the... This has been the greatest conversation I've had since noon today. Actually, I take that back. I kidnapped my neighbor. You know, Persephone was kidnapped by Hades.
Yes.
Was it Hades? Yeah. And so she was kidnapped and made to be his wife. But
right.
I actually was driving past my neighbor's house, Barb, and I was going out to buy supplies for the head pieces that we're making to sell at Green Gables Renaissance Fair. And I needed to get cash, change for the... Oh, by the way, thank you so much for those donations, Marion. Those are... They're going to sell really well. I think those are great.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So, good. You know, I had to get change because we almost ran out last Saturday. People keep coming, you know, here's something I'm buying for a dollar. Here's a $50 bill. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Just take the item and go. No. I want you to have the dollar. So I need to go get some fives and ones today. And my neighbor was standing out there. Barb is one of our biggest fans of the Gina Mary Show. She was standing out there with her husband, and I pulled in halfway into her driveway, and I said, Barb, quick, get your wallet. Let's go. And she said, what? I said, we're going shopping. And she said, we're going where? She doesn't hear very well, and I'm yelling across the yard. I've never done this to her or anybody in my life. I basically kidnapped this woman, and we were out for about 2 hours. We went to the dollar store and had the biggest time of our life, just shopping at, you know, looking for boas and flowers and headbands and all kinds of little fun, quirky things. And then she said, oh, can I stop and get some Chinese to take home? I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's our afternoon off. So we did that, and we had a lot of fun doing that. But this was a really good conversation. I'm just so glad you called, Marion. Always love talking with you. And I kind of like Jean's company,
too.
And even though Marion and I work together, we don't always get to, like, hang out together. You know, we work in the same place, but we a lot of times are passing or not there when the other one's there. So,
well, you're, like the other day, you were doing the show from Green Gables, and Yulia was there, but she was busy, so she didn't get to say hello even.
No, she was upstairs working, so. Yeah. Well, I'm sure glad you called, and I will see you very, very soon, Marion.
Yes,
I know
that.
I was there today, and the place looks amazing.
Oh, good.
All decorated for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with how it came out. Our newsletter is just about ready to come out. I'm just putting the last picture. I was waiting for the tree lighting, and then I got preoccupied and didn't finish it. But I got the picture in, and the newsletter is done.
Sounds like the story of my life.
That out.
Yeah.
See, that's why I want to be Cerebus. I need three heads. One to stay in the clouds. One to take care of, you know, my administrative stuff, like paying the bills. And another one just to be unique.
Yeah.
Right now I got total be unique brain. It's crazy.
Well, it's all gonna be good, you guys. I can't hardly wait. Between you guys, 2020 is going fast, and 2021's coming, and it's gonna be the future, and everything's gonna be happy. I really believe it.
Oh,
trust
me. And it doesn't matter. You know, people talk about the new normal. It doesn't really matter what the normal is, because normal used to be a setting on my dryer. They even took that away. But You know, life is what we make of it. And whatever we choose to call it, whether it's normal or reality or Tuesday, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep.
Well, do you have any parting words this evening, Marion, that you'd like to leave all of us with, our listeners? We're on in 56 countries now.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
56.
I just hope that everybody enjoys their holiday, whatever holiday it is that they celebrate. I love the diversity of this season in my classroom. Mm-hmm. I've got Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. I put everything up because I just love celebrating not just my culture, but everybody else's culture. So I hope everybody enjoys this season. And we're praying for a quick resolution with COVID and a very promising looking new year.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that.
How about you, Mary?
My parting words are almost always the same. It's a version of just be kind. Whoever you see, wherever you go, you don't, especially now that we're all wearing masks and we can't truly see each other, I want everybody to think about whatever's going on behind that mask, maybe more than that person can bear. So be kind.
Oh,
don't
be
impatient. Don't be thinking evil thoughts or you know, rushing them out of the street or anything like that. Just whoever's driving that other car might be on the way to the emergency room. You don't know. So just be kind. And I will tell you this little anecdote. One of the places that Barb and I went this evening was Publix Grocery Store. And Publix, if you're listening, we'd love for you to sponsor the show. But we went to Publix because I needed to get some drinks for my crew that's going to be here on Saturday helping with the yard sale. And that was a good way for me to get change. And so I was standing there. The guy, of course, was commenting on my hair. And it's only about 6 different colors right now. And he looked, he kind of like ducked down and looked at my face. He goes, "You even dyed your eyebrows. That is so cool." I said, "Well, I'm not a barbarian. Come on, man. Who wouldn't dye her eyebrows?" And he just laughed. He said, "But what I like about your hair, best of all, is I don't care who you are, what kind of mood you're in, that hair is going to make people smile." And that's what we all need more of, is smiles and laughters. I said, "Well, dang it, I wish I'd worn my unicorn legs now."
Unicorn legs. That's awesome.
I really like my leg warmers so much. I'm really thinking of just constantly wearing them, no matter what the temperature is.
No reason not to. And when it gets hot, you just kind of have them put a zipper in the back. You can unzip them and let a little air in. Huh?
Yeah. Well, even my cat knows that it's time to go. So,
yes,
Gene, what are your
parting
words?
Well, I will segue from yours right into one of my favorite thoughts, is that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm. I like it.
I am really on. And have everybody have a good evening. I hope you'll come back and join us again next week. So,
and if you can't come back next week, just join Gene and Mary's show at noon Eastern time every weekday.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a break with us. And if you can't join us live, check us out on the podcast because it's always archived. And I will tell you, Marion, the show that we did, the second Pledge-a-thon, the second set of hours, still ranks highest in the number of listeners.
Really?
Of all the shows we've had, the little call-a-thon, pledge-a-thon that we had the second time that we were doing that. Don't know why, but more people listened than any other show.
Wow.
Excellent.
All right. I'm going
to. Cool.
Yeah. All
right.
I'll see all of you as soon as I can. Gene, I'll see you Saturday briefly. And then you're going over to see Marion afterwards.
Yeah.
Probably see Marion before, but that's okay.
No, after.
No, after. Okay.
Yeah.
We just all share. Right. Jennifer was telling everybody at the last yard sale, because they were all curious about how we were connected. Because we had this little sign saying that we were doing a Be Unique fundraiser, and people were asking, well, you know, who's connected to who and how, you know, or is anybody here married to somebody? Is this like a family thing? And Jennifer said, well, Mary and I are not really sisters, but we are. And this mm-hmm. is my mm-hmm. legitimate daughter, and that's my husband. This is my brother. But and she'd point to Gene. She'd say, well, Mary and I share Gene. He's our husband. uh-huh. Everybody wants a piece of Gene.
I guess.
he's like a box full of cookies. Everybody wants some.
Oh, I guess. All right.
Bye,
everybody.
I can see him blushing.
I can see him blushing too, but that's okay. He's a good sport.
Good night, all.
Good night.
All right. Good night,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.